What a racket! I'm standing here at the window of my study on Vienna's Ringstrasse, and down on the street thousands of people are passing by. They are apparently demanding universal suffrage for women as well, the 8-hour working day, and the legalization of abortion. Unbelievable! How uncomfortable, what a mob! Our God-ordained order of state and society is in danger. Greetings. I am Ignaz Seipel, Austrian prelate, theologian and Christian social politician. These are difficult times in Austria. Everywhere the unrest is increasing, everywhere our social and political order is being shaken. The Social Democratic Party is getting more and more votes, a very alarming development. That is why I am now devoting myself more to the fight against dangerous atheistic currents in the country and to the preservation of our Christian God-ordained order of state and society. Already in my habilitation thesis, which I submitted to the University of Vienna in 1907, I pointed out that Christian ethics can and must be applied to all branches of society. Because only in this way a harmonious living together is conceivable. At the moment we have no time to discuss ridiculous topics like the introduction of universal and equal suffrage without distinction of sex. I also see no need to move to women's suffrage. On the contrary, it would be of great evil if suffrage were extended to all women. It would call many more untrained people into the political arena than is already the case. Besides, it is the man's duty to protect the woman and not to burden her with unnecessary burdens and duties, such as political agendas. Just as it is the duty of women to relieve men of their domestic worries. The female gender is inferior to the rational and active male gender because of its emotional and passive character. This God-ordained order should not be upset. Furthermore, I am convinced that the majority of women have little or no interest in political issues. Therefore, most women, especially our Christian socialist supporters, will stay away from the election, which would play into the hands of the socialists. A political disaster that we simply do not need in times like these. Universal suffrage, therefore, not only brings difficulties, but it also carries the additional danger of introducing a political dichotomy into the family. However, if the wife has the same political opinion as her husband, then the entire right to vote is superfluous. So why bother with it? Instead, we should now concentrate on appointing women to offices that are more in keeping with their natures. They should first work in poor councils, orphan councils, in welfare offices or nutrition offices. Then we will see what other needs become unnecessary. Good heavens, there are more and more people down there on the street. I wonder if I should also go down to get a better picture.